I'm reluctant to talk about Gillian Triggs, but considering she's the president of the Human Rights Commission and she's again been caught misleading a Senate estimates hearing, well, I can't let it get away with it. Gillian Triggs will probably be recalled to Parliament to explain the misleading evidence she's given about a case involving the cartoonist Bill Leak from The Australian. Bill Leak was investigated by the Human Rights Commission over one of his cartoons after it received complaints. In a Senate estimates hearing on Tuesday, Gillian Triggs said that Bill Leak never told the Human Rights Commission that his cartoon was drawn in good faith. And she said this despite The Australian producing correspondence from Bill Leak's lawyer to the Human Rights Commission, where he clearly states the cartoon was created in good faith and for a genuine purpose in the public interest. And that letter was written to the Commission on the 21st of October last year. I'm not convinced that Gillian Triggs is across her brief. I'm not sure that she gets her head around the details before appearing at the Senate committee. Or maybe she's just straight out lying. I mean, it's not the first time she's misled a Senate committee. She told a Senate estimates hearing last year that insulting remarks she'd made about Australian politicians were the result of a stuff-up at a Saturday paper because somebody at the Saturday paper edited her quotes, she said. Well, no. The journalist then pointed out that she had a recording of the comments, so Gillian Triggs had to apologise. Or what about when Ms. Triggs refused to speak about the infamous Queensland University of Technology case to a parliamentary joint committee, saying she couldn't comment because it was before the courts? But just a month beforehand, she spoke at length about that case on the ABC. You can't have someone in such a position of power when they constantly fib, fudge and fabricate. You can't have someone as the president of the Human Rights Commission who lies to parliamentary committees when she's sitting there in front of microphones and cameras and everyone's watching and listening to what she says. It's got to the point that I don't really feel about talking about Gillian Triggs telling fibs because it sounds like it's old news. But we do deserve better. We don't need someone standing on a soapbox telling us how to behave when they can't behave appropriately themselves.